This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow 2 tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles Duladesma.
Liberian President George Weah has conceded defeat after nearly complete provisional results showed challenger Joseph Boakai won this week's runoff election. In an address to the nation late Friday, Weah said that, quote, the Liberian people have spoken and we have heard their voice. He urged his supporters to follow his example and accept the results, but he didn't rule out a future career in politics, saying that, quote, our time will come again. Hip-hop legend and marijuana aficionado Snoop Dogg says he's going to stop smoking. In a message posted to social media, the rapper and entrepreneur asked fans to respect his privacy at this time. He didn't provide many details on the announcement, and representatives did not immediately respond to the Associated Press's request for comment. Some wonder if the 52-year-old would switch to another form of THC or announce a new business-related or marketing venture down the road. Others applauded the announcement and suggested Snoop may have chosen to stop smoking for his own personal health. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24/7.